Welcome to the Boardroom, where we openly lie to each other for our entertainment. We'll each present an obscure topic, but the twist is, they could be real or fake. It's our job, and yours, to figure out who's full of shit. All information should be taken with a grain of salt, because even the facts are probably wrong.
Is that a joke?
No.
Are you fucking kidding? I am now. Let's do another clap.
3, 2, 1.
I feel like there was a lot of talking there that was good and most
put
a lot of
Jordan in there.
Yeah, it'll just be
there was folks.
Yeah,
yeah. We can. I'll see what I can do. But if all of that was unusable, we just did a whole bunch of stuff about Taylor's new album.
Yeah, I know, and everybody's
wondering. It was good. We solved music right then.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
But Wyatt was
really
the one
sorry,
really
guys.
Nailing it down, and his track's Lost to the Ages.
I went to school for this.
Yeah, you did.
Also, yeah. In the realm of I went to school for this, my mic's buzzing for some reason, so I'm trying to
Jesus
mitigate
Christ.
That.
And you
wow,
don't
what's
have the
going
little,
on with
you
us?
Don't have the little rubber on it.
Rubber.
The little condom.
Oh no, it's got one
it's
inside.
It's rubber.
There.
It's foam. But you know, with all these issues, you would have thought that we had got it figured out over the 2 week break we took.
Oh,
sorry,
everybody's chomping at the bit. It does feel like it's been a minute.
It does.
It has been. This is. This is pretty much the only time I get to like talk to Jordan. Like in
I know
real
we'll
time.
Send random texts, but this is long form.
Yeah, there's no
right.
way for you guys to dial each other up.
No, dude,
right,
it's
I know.
Only
unfortunately,
through logic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
And the only other bit of table setting, other than sorry, folks, for the 2 week break. Who cares? We want to give a quick shout out.
Oh yeah,
I have not been keyed in on this, so I might not agree.
That's fair. Kyle and I got cornered at a. at a wedding,
a fan
for his new sister-in-law.
Let's say sister-in-law of the pod.
Oh, I see what's happening.
Anna Massolino Grandillo. Mm.
Just Grandillo.
I was going to say, is she hyphenated? Okay, okay, cool.
Definitely.
I don't know.
I don't know if she's done it yet, but I'm assuming that she will want to take the last name.
Take that big G.
Anna, and if you, I know we know you listen to this because you yelled at us at your wedding to give you
she
finally give
mostly
you a shout
at
out.
Wyatt. I was
yeah most well
I
no
was
she was talking to me about you when you were standing right there, and then she was like, "Wait, no, I'm talking to you." So now there's two people that definitely so there's definitely no reason I shouldn't have.
Has
a
she
shout
out never
on the
gotten
next
a
episode?
Shout out on this? I feel like she must
and,
have had
and
more.
Here's the thing is I think in the last episode or two episodes ago, I shouted out. I was like, yeah, I don't think anyone listens to this but Sean and Alec, who is her brother. So I literally encircled her as much as possible without actually mentioning her. So sister-in-law of the pod, Anna, just Anna. Shout out.
Her literal husband has been on here. It's kind of on him too.
Multiple
to have
times.
Said something. Yeah,
I know.
That's
men
true.
Need
that
to
true.
Do better.
Men need to do better. See? I'm glad that we're here to talk about this. Brings me to my list.
Yes. Yeah. It is.
Oh, does
us.
It?
Oh wow. I'm not recording anymore. Weird. I'm just kidding.
God
I'm
damn
kidding.
It, dude.
this is my new favorite bit.
It sucks. I want to go
it's
first.
It's really funny. Why?
Okay. Here's
mine rocks.
My thing.
I think I should go first.
Why?
I would also like to go first because mine is probably going to take 2 minutes.
Mine has the word alpha in it, so I feel like I should go first.
So you know how I said it first, but it sounds like I'm going to go fucking last? That's pretty cool, huh?
All right, guys, there's no way to do this other than Google random number generator.
Dibs two.
How about Wyatt can go first and I'll nail it?
No, 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 no. We're
okay.
doing this.
You're right. Do the three-sided coin flip. Ye ol.
All right.
Guys, this Spindrift Spiked Seltzer is pretty good.
A number
Spindrift
between
rips.
1 and 10, closest without going over.
7.
2.
4.
We really
Why
hit
did
the
I pick
board
2?
There.
7. Why you said 4?
Yeah.
All right. It's seven. Jordan goes first.
Ooh.
It's almost like all we could have just gotten rid of that.
Back where we were.
Fucking asking politely.
Dude,
with my friends.
Of course
but
it was a seven. Not even like, oh, Jordan technically wins. No, it's the exact fucking number that he picked.
Yeah.
It was just
hey, friends,
on.
Can
of
I go
course.
First? And you say, shut up, stupid.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Cut all that out and just cut us in going, sure, you can go first.
Yeah, right.
Also, Wyatt, is yours seriously like 120 seconds long or was that an exaggeration?
What?
Is yours actually 2 minutes long?
No, I mean, I don't know, but it's going to go by quick. Mine is
just ham it
I
up
had
a
an
bit.
It was one of those that I had an idea, mm-hmm. but as I started to like look into it, I'm like, oh, this is kind of, there can only really be one kind of thing.
Yeah.
One kind of like question. Yeah. So
usually when I hit that roadblock, yeah. I'm like, guess I'll do a different list, but not you, buddy.
Nope. You'll see. We'll get to it.
Totally.
It's airtight, but I don't know that I can do it again.
Cool. Good. Okay. I still don't really have a title, but we're rolling with banned book or bland book, because my theory is if it hasn't been banned, it's pretty fucking bland, you know?
Mm, definitely.
So that's B-A-N-N-E-D.
Yeah. As far as whenever I say my shit, I don't know, like, there's banned or not banned. You don't have to say bland. It doesn't really make sense.
No, banned or bland. That makes perfect sense.
All right, so bland means real.
Jordan's going to be like, the Bible, say it's bland.
Dude, it was on there. Bland is hasn't been banned. We get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, sure.
To be honest with you guys, it seems like every fucking book ever has been banned. But I did my due diligence. I'd say nice, like 95% due diligence. So I think that we're going to be good.
Cool.
Today, I will be saying a book title, and you will tell me whether or not you think it has been banned in the past. When I say banned, this could mean banned from specific libraries to specific countries.
Specific libraries?
Yeah, specific libraries. That's where you go read good books, stupid.
Yeah, like you would know. Too busy looking at porn
it,
on the computer.
It's porn on the computer.
At the library.
As opposed to my fucking rotor.
So wait, so if like the Spokane community, like little,
yeah, we'll get to that.
If one has banned it, then maybe all
somebody
of it, you know,
in
they
their
ban
in their
hop on pop
put the free little library out in front of their house and said, but no Dr. Seuss in here. Then that right.
I will say I
and
any
we would
book,
walk by and raise a solemn fist.
Any
no,
book
no
that has
Seuss.
Not been banned, I Googled name of book banned. And
question
if it
mark.
Said anywhere that it had been banned, I nixed it. So it was digging got that it. I did. But
got it.
For bonus points, if you think the book was banned, tell me why. If you're correct, I'll give you an extra point. Another note, a lot of these are children's books, so Wyatt might have a leg up.
Shit.
Obviously, there's, you know, like Catcher in the Rye and Diary of Anne Frank in the Bible. I'm not doing that. We're going to
do some
good
ones. The Diary of Anne Frank was banned?
It's
what,
been
in
banned
Germany?
A lot, dude. Like a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
Where the Wild Things Are. I'm starting now. Where the Wild Things Are.
Banned because they don't like to give children joy.
I'm going to say banned and because somebody probably said something about bestiality.
Hmm. It was banned. It was psychologically damaging for children, specifically when the kid was sent to bed without Din Din.
That's
oh, yeah,
the part?
That really fucked
yeah,
them up.
Right?
Not the part where he booling with monsters, but the part where he has a upset tum-tum.
They're kind monsters. They're
he
cool.
goes to bed for dinner.
Alternate title, Monsters Crew. That's what they almost called that
whoa,
book.
No way.
Hell yeah.
The inside baseball there.
The Lorax.
Banned because parents probably in the South thought that teaching kids to love trees would make them hippies and pussies by extension.
Hippies and pussies. That's my yeah. favorite Nashville beer.
Oof.
Can only get it in East Nashville. It's a hazy.
Of course.
I think it was banned because it's staunchly anti-capitalist.
It is banned. Because in 1971, the logging industry was pissed and insulted at the anti-deforesting plotline.
Yeah, they're the ones.
I feel like, I don't know if that's a second point to you guys, but...
No, that's... No. And they were probably like, this is ridiculous. And then people were talking about it like, yeah, is it really fair to go after deforestation this harshly? They've created a whole world here where they're saying that deforestation is bad.
It's the 70s, bro. Deforestation.
I know.
Tell us. Yeah, and that it's just like, tell us why. Tell us why it's bad.
We need it. Yeah, we needed to tear down trees. Who's going to build all these suburbs? How are we going to build all these cedar homes?
Here he goes. Here he
goes.
Sorry,
I told Wyatt every time we do this, I need to get a little on my soapbox.
You need to set one of those categories timers whenever you start yapping your jaw. Brown Bear, Brown Bear, what do you see?
I don't know that. Wyatt?
It's a book.
I'm going to say bland.
I was also thinking bland because I never even heard of it.
You think I made that book up?
No, but it might be bland because it hasn't been in the news.
Nas banned. Why? Well, it was banned in Texas in 2010 because the book shared its name with an obscure Marxist theory book.
Best reason.
The Cat in the Hat. Heard of that?
Oh, definitely banned.
I'm halfway through it.
I think banned because it teaches kids to like kind of disobey their parents and fuck around when they're left home alone.
Home alone.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah. So like, I'm gonna say for poisoning the minds of the latchkey kids of Gen X.
Chill, dude.
I'm gonna say banned because probably someone was upset that a cat came to life and it's anti-Christian.
Not banned, but they are no longer printing these because of the controversial images.
Well, we know about those.
Well, when he shows his dick.
Mr. Seuss.
He's like, let me show you my Cat in the Hat.
You're uncircumcised.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more of a turtleneck.
Where's Waldo?
Bland.
Bland, yeah.
No, it's banned.
Oh, my God.
Oh. While the perpetually lost protagonist might make Kyle punch holes in walls, this band, because of an exposed breast of a sunbathing woman.
Wow. Which book and what page?
Volume
what
4.
Quadrant?
It's the one with the sticky pages.
And is it like, does it sort of change the meaning of the title of the book if you're no longer on a search for Waldo?
Right. Where's Boob?
Yeah. There he is. Now, where's that topless lady?
Infinite Jest.
Oh.
Definitely.
Well, but I feel like the people that are banning these books are like, no, but that one's actually good.
No, I don't think anyone would say that. I'm going to say banned. And isn't there like, doesn't he talk about like suicide in that or cancer or something?
I mean, he did those things.
Yeah.
The first thing.
That. I'm
going to say banned, but I don't know what the book is about, so I'm going to say
tennis.
Because it's like...
Weirdly.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it's all about actually tennis.
Yeah, it's like 500 pages of tennis theory and technique.
Guys, I'm just now realizing this in real time. I didn't even think about this. Me, Kyle, and brother of Pod, Sean, we tried to read Infinite Jest and had a group chat about that. You remember that? We got like 200 pages
in. I still have my
copy.
Yeah, dude.
That's
insane. The hardest 200 pages ever.
It's dense. Did you feel as though it should be banned while you read it?
Weirdly, no.
I don't know what it's about. I'm just going to say banned.
Nah, dude. Bland. It's way too long to be banned. Ooh. Fuck that.
Nobody's read it.
No, Christian moms are reading it and misinterpreting it because they're just not reading it.
War and Peace.
Kind of a hack, honestly.
War and Peace.
I'm going to say bland. I feel like the people that ban books really love War and Peace.
Who the fuck
I'm
going to
say
War
banned
and
because they probably the good guys and the bad guys put aside their differences in the end and go to peace. And that's anti-American.
True. I just saw Civil War. What a ride.
What a racket. What was it?
It was not banned. It's bland. Yes. It's also probably too long to be banned, bro.
Why are you keeping score?
Yep. Kyle has 3. I have 2.
Little Love Women. It.
Banned.
No, I'm going to say bland.
I'm going to say banned, and I'm going to quote another piece of art as a reason why. Women talking.
Ooh, nice.
That gets it
or
banned.
Or as Mark Wahlberg said women are talking, which sounds like a threat.
Pray up.
I said bland.
I'm saying banned because people don't like it when women talk. That was the joke from before.
Mm-hmm. That's true, but it is bland. It is not banned. Nice. You fucking monster.
Kyle, showing your ass.
Jesus. I don't think it's good. I think banning books is wrong in all cases.
Wow, very brave.
The American Heritage Dictionary.
I'm going to say banned, and probably because they have one of those newfangled words like YOLO or something like that.
You know, I have a fun fact about that, actually.
Cool. This is
great. I'm sure you do. I'm sure it's very fun.
Is that the word tweet, like to refer to post a short message on a social media platform, was the first word to bypass the previously like long held 10-year minimum use standard to be in the dictionary.
Is that true?
Tweet. Yeah, straight up.
Tweet?
Is this? This is the one about the dictionary. I don't think the dictionary has ever been banned. Bland.
2 points to Wyatt.
Fuck.
It was banned in Alaska in the 80s for its inclusion of certain slang words like bed and knockers. I don't know what the...
Bed?
What the, I don't know why bed is there. I don't know if they mean bed like the verb of like bedding someone. But
yeah,
knockers
yeah.
is funny as shit.
We call that the sleepy great. Time pad. We don't call it nothing else.
Winnie the Pooh.
Banned. Not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Dick out, banned.
Banned pervert.
Bear dick.
Bear dick.
Bear dick and bear dick.
A bear dick's bear dick.
I'm going to say banned because it's all about childhood whimsy. Kind of similar to the Where the Wild Things Are.
Mm. It is banned. It was challenged by religious groups because of the talking animals, specifically in the UK. Piglet, the talking pig, could offend Jewish and Muslim students who abstain from eating pork.
But he's alive. Why? You're not supposed to eat him. That's the one pig you don't eat.
Yeah, you don't eat Piglet.
I mean, I don't eat Piglet.
Or Wilbur
I would never do that.
Or like any of the famous pigs.
You don't eat Babe?
Yeah, you don't eat Babe. No one eats Babe.
No one eats Babe.
You don't eat the famous pigs. That's just silly. If anything, Piglet's kind of a halal icon.
Piglet's a halal icon. That's
straight
up. Title.
Kyle, spider pig?
Spider
does
pig.
Whatever a spider does.
Can he swing from a web?
No, he can't. He's a
no,
pig.
No, he can't.
All right.
Anyway, glad the ladies know we all like The Simpsons.
I love The Simpsons.
Roald Dahl's The BFG.
Definitely banned just because it was that guy.
Did he do something bad?
I don't know. I just feel like him and Shel Silverstein are perpetually in the ire of the suburban mom.
Shel Silverstein has a wild story, dude. Why don't people like talk about that?
I like Shel Silverstein.
He wrote A Boy Named
stuff.
Sue.
Yeah, he's cool.
Or did he really?
Johnny Cash song. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
see, he
cool
writes songs.
Shit.
He writes with Dr. Hook.
He wrote a bunch of Playboy shit, too.
And I read that for the articles.
I know. Me and Emmy watched a video about... Light in the Attic, I think, was very banned. The Shel Silverstein,
really?
Like one of those white and black. We all
oh,
had
I have
these
Where
books
the Sidewalk Ends. I don't have
yeah,
that
it's the other one
said,
in that series.
Yeah. I love
was
that
like
shit.
Super
I still love
controversial.
That shit.
Past and future guest Wyatt Ward has a Giving Tree apple tattoo.
That's what Jake has on his arm is the Giving Tree tattoo.
Oh, that's cute.
That's fun. Hi, Ollie.
Anyway, I'm going to say that is... this is the BFG. I'm going to say it's banned because a older man befriends a young girl.
Yikes. And you said what,
I said
Kyle?
Banned because of just Roald Dahl's name.
It's not banned. It's bland.
Ah.
Sorry, Roald.
Thought you guys might like this. Diary of a Worm.
They call him Dr. Worm.
There it is, yeah.
There you go.
If anyone's wondering, that song
we
sucks.
We have three jokes.
No, it doesn't.
Fuck you.
That's stupid.
Fuck
Bad
you.
Take. That was like the last song we all loved before COVID.
That can't be true because I never fucking
that caused
loved that
COVID.
I had fun with you guys before you would play that song. It's like, let's get back to Boulevard of Broken Dreams, bro.
I remember Emmy coming into the room and we were all probably playing Fortnite or whatever. And I think Kyle left the toilet seat up or something. And she goes, did you leave the toilet seat up? And you just staring at the TV just go... They call me Dr. Worm.
No, I did. I did. I like to play the drums.
Okay, so anyway, Diary
that's
of a Worm.
That's one of my, you probably don't remember that happening.
I barely, I only do because I've heard you say it before, but I don't remember doing it.
You blocked it out.
Diary of a Worm, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to say band and for talking animal again.
I'm going to say bland.
Bland.
Shit.
Nice.
Getting
I got I got three more.
I got 30 more.
I trimmed the fat on this one because I want to give myself opportunities for more 2.0s because I've for sure fucked myself on a lot of these.
What's the score?
It's 7-4.
Oh man, I gotta
you
be
can
perfect.
Come back and I have a layered bonus that okay. has
I guess I could get some
points.
2-pointers here, so
for sure.
Gotta go for 6-0 on the out.
Hamlet.
Banned because it's too heady for the South.
Banned for it's being dumb South. People.
I'm gonna say there's no like sex in that one, is there?
I don't
That's
think
That's the one
so.
Where his dad gets killed. It's the Lion King one.
It's Lion King.
I'm gonna say bland. I'm gonna be bold.
Way to go, Kyle. Bland.
Yes.
Ugh. Okay, so now I have three more. I was wrong.
Oh, baby. Let's go.
Tarzan.
Banned.
Yeah.
You want to say why, killer?
Definitely banned. I feel like... I'm going to say bland because it's like
Ooh.
Some sort of... No. Banned. Banned. Sorry. I'm going to say banned because of the like... I don't think that people would want people to think that kids could be raised by monkeys and be like functional people.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm going to say because it's critical of colonialism.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nah, dude. Way less that. It is banned because people didn't like that Jane and Tarzan were cohabitating prior to being married.
Oh. That's so stupid.
James and the Giant Peach.
Again, I gotta go again. Banned because talking insects.
I'm gonna say,
and also banned because the movie's too scary for Wyatt. Me. I don't
Wyatt,
like the.
Me.
I don't
I'm
like
Wyatt.
Claim. I don't
choosing
like
choosing to ignore
that.
Wyatt can't watch Gardner Chicken Run like, without shitting his britches.
No, that's different.
Wyatt said banned. I'm gonna say bland.
That's brave of you. Wrong of you, but brave of you. It was banned.
Nice.
The reason being, it says ass a lot. It talks about tobacco and whiskey. But my favorite was that in 1999, it was banned in Wisconsin schools because the spider licking its lips was sexually aggressive.
Sexually
That's
aggressive.
Funny.
I don't know. Last one and then a bonus. Goodnight Moon.
Banned.
Bland.
Banned because it... implies that other people in the world are just like you.
I said bland.
It is banned. Kyle, you're close. Why, arguably the most annoying reason, a New York librarian called it overly sentimental and decided to remove it from their library.
That's... Yo. Fucking crazy.
What is this schlock? It's like, it's written for 3-year-olds that are like going to sleep. And it's like, no. This is
3-year-olds.
This is derivative bullshit.
Here's Ulysses, right. Pussy. So who wins? I have a bonus.
I think Wyatt.
Did you?
Yeah, I won.
Okay, well, I have bonus just for fun shits. I've written down the three most banned books in the years 2010 to 2019. This does not mean that they had to come out during those years. It's just when they were banned. Can you tell me any of them? Top three, you can get a point for each.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's
Harry
Stone.
Harry Potter.
Tom Sawyer and Mein Kampf.
Again, I feel like the people who are banning the books would like both of those last two. I'm going to say, I know Catcher in the Rye was like perpetually banned, but that doesn't feel like a 2010s thing. I'm going to say like any of the Hunger Games books. Mm. 50 Shades of Grey, that's one that's sort of in that range. And something Twilight, one of the Twilights.
I'm pretty sure, so none of those. I'm pretty sure.
What?
I'm pretty sure 50 Shades of Grey was number 4.
Man.
Which is annoying. But the that absolutely true diary of a part-time Indian. I don't know that.
No, that doesn't sound
Captain bad. Underpants. You guys know that one. And and 13 Reasons Why.
Mm. Captain Underpants?
Captain
Fucking
Underpants. It's like the most banned, like, what you call it, book, like, series book ever. I didn't know that.
I don't think it should be banned, but I do see it because all that happens in that book is a grown man parades around in his tidy whities.
Is he a grown man? I thought he was a baby.
Yeah. Dude, he's like double their size. He's at least a teen.
Yeah, no, he's a grown man.
Sorry,
yeah.
I haven't read it in fucking 15 years, you idiot.
He basically...
you haven't read it ever because you can't read.
In your dreams.
I think he gets like amnesia or something and he thinks he's a superhero.
Wait, there's lore behind this? That's
dude,
sad.
It's a fucking book, dude. Of course.
I thought that
lore.
It was like a,
what,
story,
a story
that's 10 pages long, and it was like
no,
Captain
it's
Underpants
a series.
Returns. I'm not going to know about his life.
It just says underpants, ha 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 ha, on every page.
I would believe that more than the thing Wyatt said that's apparently true.
Those were big Scholastic book
they
fair
They were at the
books
book fair a
me.
Lot.
Yeah.
But I was busy buying cheat codes when my dad said, if you buy cheat codes with this $20, I'm going to be very pissed off.
And then you
but
didn't
did.
Play any video games.
No, I did. And then I got to wear the cool shit in SSX3.
That's why he didn't play video games, is because his dad absconded him.
He's like, you like video games? Do you like it when this PS2 is on fire?
Jordan, who was your main in SSX3? Was it Mac?
I think it was probably Mac. I think for a while I would play with one of the girls, though, because she was cool.
Zoe or Elise?
I think Elise. That's crazy. It's
Will
like the Shine Down
it,
conversation.
Bro?
I'm like thinking about, like, it's just hitting me a little bit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, Jordan, that was sick.
Thanks.
I like that one.
I can't wait for
it
a part two.
Sick. It was fine.
I am kind of surprised at the length of the list of banned books.
Dude, there are a ridiculous amount of banned books.
I was almost thinking for a while there you were going to just do one where they were all banned.
I could have.
I've
done that once. I
don't
remember what it was, but yeah.
So anyway. my list here is by the numbers, fast food chains. Three of us are boys that like, you know, to imbibe in a little fast food.
Yes.
But do you ever think about how many there are of each of our favorite restaurants?
No. Bro, I remember going to McDonald's in Greece. It was like, it was both like, no way we're in a McDonald's. Not only in Greece, on Santorini, like a tiny Greek island, there's just a That's McDonald's. Funny. But then you go in there, and they don't even have like falafel burger or anything like that. It's just like a normal McDonald's. It's just everything's in
Greek. People love that American
Greek.
Horse shit. It probably tastes better though.
I didn't try it.
You should have had a Greece Big Mac, dude. Because
I went into
city,
one and I
kidding?
Wanted like a lamb Big Mac with like, you know, lamb from a whole.
Okay, well, let me ask you,
it.
Why the fuck did you go to McDonald's?
Yeah, what did you get
at
the
in
McDonald's?
Greece,
then?
I thought they were gonna have something like. Local.
You got
cool
at the chain
there.
Restaurant
and
they have something
didn't.
Local.
Not local, but like, oh, like even kitschy, even some sort of cheesy.
I mean,
like,
I will say, like in,
you know,
Canada
pita,
at that McDonald's,
Big
they have like poutine and shit.
Yeah,
they should have something.
You're talking to me like you don't know what I'm talking
about. No, I know
what
you're talking
exactly
about. I know
what
you're
talking
about. But
there are,
you know,
regionally specific menu items in certain places.
I know, but not in Santorini.
Fucking Santorini.
Anyway,
dude.
So. I realized midway through this that it's basically a segment they've done on the Doughboys. So I guess just kind of a blanket shout out to the Doughboys podcast. But Jordan's got a little tech deck there. He just pulled it out like it's his raccoon dick.
It's my new. I play with the raccoon dick all the time, but now I've been playing with this because it came in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch box.
Don't make a whole bunch of noise on the desk, by the way.
Check this out. I dropped it.
All right, go on, Wyatt.
So basically, I've just got a bunch of questions, and I, for fear of you just naming a bunch of numbers, it'll change at the end.
What?
But okay, don't worry about it.
17.
You'll see. Can you 4. Name the top 10 restaurants, fast food restaurants by location?
Fuck yeah.
You'll get a point for every single one you get right.
Oh, I'm
McDonald's
excited about
number
this.
One.
No, dude.
Okay,
I think
on,
Wendy's
on,
is
hold
number
hold
one,
on.
But let's we'll get to that.
Oh, you like Wendy's?
not going there, dude.
I will say 4-4-4-4
Kyle just
sick,
sits
though.
Back like, yeah.
Hook, line, and sinker. Right.
Let's see him get out of this trap.
All right. They don't need to be in order, but you're going to name them. There are also two Chinese ones that will be difficult to guess, but you can maybe guess the genre of food.
Don't
but
give
all
right. us hints. Should we go one at a time and then see who gets at them? Okay, I'm gonna go first.
Yeah.
All right. McDonald's.
Okay, Jordan.
Oh. Okay. So we are going top down.
No. It doesn't it doesn't need to be in order. Just anyone.
Why is this
that
so
are,
hard?
That are
Why is this so
ten.
Hard? Yeah, McDonald's. Number one.
I don't know. Yes, it is in the top 10. It is number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I don't understand what we're doing here.
You get
guy.
A point. Just you get a point okay. for every single one. Right, that is.
All right. Number two. I'm gonna say Kurger Bing.
No, it's Jordan's turn now.
Why? I went first.
How about this? You guys can guess until you get one wrong, and then it goes to the next person.
That's,
it's like
I like
Kyle's
that.
Style.
I like that.
Right.
Okay, so we both have a point right now. McDonald's is off the board.
We know McDonald's is first. Next, okay. For number two, I'm actually not going to say Kurger Bing. Are we counting fast casual like Chipotle?
Sure.
Oh, God. Well, that opens this bill up completely. I'm going to say Wendy's at number two.
Jordan, your turn.
Ha, idiot. Wendy's it's not Wendy's. Up there. Wendy's isn't even in the top 10. Thanks for that point.
You were
going to
say Wendy's too, bitch.
I feel like I looked this up a while ago. Dunkin' Donuts. Is it up there?
Dunkin' Donuts is number 10.
Suck a dick. So I get to go again?
Get that point.
Yeah.
Dunkin'. Fucking.
Go again.
All right, maybe mine won't take 2 minutes.
No, it's not. It won't, I promise. Unless this is the only question, it's going to take a while.
It basically is.
What an easy list, you piece of shit.
No, it's not the only one.
Okay.
I have more.
Panda Express.
Kyle.
Fuck.
You guys are overthinking it.
So I just have to get any of them that are on there.
Correct.
I'm going to say that, like, this might be a dumbass answer, but
probably.
I'm going to say Subway.
That's probably
Subway
right.
is number two.
Yeah, ooh. That's probably right. Yeah. Makes sense.
With 37,000 locations.
Damn. So that means
McDonald's has
like
40,000 275 and Dunkin has 11,300.
Wow.
Okay, so we got Dunkin, we got McDangles, and we got Subway. How about, I mean, we haven't said it yet, so how about Burger King?
Burger King is number 6 with 19,000.
Okay, so we got 4. Come on, think. Kurger Fast food. Don't even think. Does Starbucks count?
Starbucks is number 3.
God damn.
Dude, I am rolling.
With 36,000 locations.
You got to be abstract, Jordan. That's the thing.
Eat
you know, you got
dicks, dude.
Man. I'm trying to think of stuff. I just took a road trip, and so I feel like I saw all the fast food places.
Taco Bell?
Oh, well, you just said it. Taco
well,
Bell.
You can say it. That's my fuck
Taco
up.
Taco Bell is not in the top 10.
You son
you
of a
are,
bitch.
Idiot.
Oh, I fucking hate
Jordan.
Jordan.
It's regional. Just kidding.
Your
no,
ass
it is regional.
I know.
I know.
Shit.
So we have 5 of them already.
Yeah. So Kyle has 4 points. I have 2.
How does that work?
No, you have 1.
No, because I got... McDonald's with
oh,
him.
You got
we're gonna
and
split
I got,
the McDonald's.
Oh, we
point.
Are. Okay.
What are there? You know.
So you have McDonald's, Subway, Starbucks, and Dunkin', and Kurger Bing.
I can't believe Wendy's isn't up there.
I know. Is KFC on there?
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
KFC is on here, number
fuck
5.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
cool.
Shocking.
I know,
but with 26,000, just under 27,000.
I knew that because of my one topic that talked about KFC and one of the Asian places. They fucking love that shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's huge in China.
Oh, that's right. That is right. I do remember that.
I don't think Arby's is big enough to be on here, so I'm not going to guess that.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2.
One.
I'm just yes. gonna say fucking the thing that he said. Fucking Chipotle.
No, Kyle.
I am going to say Arby's. I was thinking Arby's before.
Jordan, we're back to you.
Hell yeah, dude. Eat shit.
Let's eat fresh.
He already said Starbucks.
So there are two Chinese ones if you want to just guess a genre of food.
What does that mean?
Like, because you're not going to name these two.
They're in the top 10, and Express I don't know what they are.
Is not
absolutely.
Wow.
The higher one in China has.
They're Chinese 36,000 restaurants, not Chinese food restaurants.
No. Yeah, they're just that, they're restaurants.
You see my
China.
Confusion because I was thinking sure. Panda Express or like Payway or something like that.
Got it. Sorry, I meant Chinese in origin.
Chinese born.
I'll tell you the names of them if you want to guess the kind of food.
I bet it's Cantonese, and then I bet one is Hunan.
One is Mixue, and the other one is Luckin.
And I will try to mix you.
And then the other ones, do you guys want hints? Because this one's going on for a while.
How many more do we have of this?
We've only
done... You have the two Chinese ones, and then... Two more? Pizza places.
Pizza Hut.
No, Domino's.
Okay, Pizza Hut.
Hell yeah.
Jordan got that with 18,848 locations.
So we're all tied up. We're all tied up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we have six, and then there's two Chinese places and two more something.
No, two Chinese places and then one more. Kyle, now you can guess if it's, you know.
Okay, I gotta think Domino's has more locations than Pizza Hut.
You would be wrong, but Domino's is there.
Oh, okay. But they don't have more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's still constant.
You're just a Domino's loyalist, which I am too.
And then now we have the two Chinese places.
It's called a Dominoid, and we have pizza sauce in our veins.
Just guess the location, or guess the type of food that they have at either one.
Sushi.
But aren't we missing one more that isn't these two places?
No.
No, we have
really?
McDonald's, Burger King, Dunkin', Starbucks.
It's McDonald's going in ascending order. It's McDonald's, Subway, Starbucks, one of these Chinese places, KFC, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Domino's, the other Chinese place, and Dunkin'.
Mm, okay.
So what are we still trying to guess?
Yeah, what are we guessing?
Okay, the other one is a Chinese place called Mixue Ice Cream and Tea. And then number 9 is Luckin' Coffee.
Those are the Chinese places again. You just told us about those.
Okay, we're gonna
so
go.
Are we
on
done?
To the next one. Kyle gets the point.
Kyle
with
gets
that
the
one.
1 point for that one.
Jesus Christ.
Jordan, are you keeping score?
Yeah. That was crazy.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I'm gonna delete all the shit we just did, and I'm gonna give Kyle 1 and me 0.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Skyline Chili was founded in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1949. How many locations do they have today?
Is it called Skyline Chili?
Yes, bro.
Mm-hmm. I thought that it was just a thing that Nick and Becca talk about, and it sounds gross.
It's not my favorite, but I bet they don't have more than like maybe like 300. No, probably like 200 locations.
I'm going to say 300.
Kyle is closest, but he did go over. I'm going to give it to him anyway. 160 locations.
Yeah. I mean, it's very regional to the point where we didn't even have them in the part of Ohio that I grew up in. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I think
though.
You guys are, I'm afraid you guys are overinflating these numbers.
We for sure are.
So, you know, rein it in a
fucking
little bit.
Stop
doing that.
Top Hat Drive-In, a.k.a. Sonic.
Sonic's got it.
Was founded 4 years after 1953 in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Yes, it was. Hey, headquarters, OKC.
How many locations they got?
Oh, ooh. They got a lot, dude.
They've expanded.
They're around. I'm gonna say 250.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was gonna say like 1,100.
Say it, pussy.
Do you guys want to guess again? It is higher than that.
Really?
I was originally going to say 1,500, but Jordan scared me out of it.
I'm going to say 2,200.
Yeah. You guys can inflate this one just a little bit.
Bitch, you just told us to deflate.
Yeah. Well,
fuck
I
you,
expect
dude.
I to let all the air out of the balloon.
A million. I'm going to say
400,000.
I'm going to say 6,000.
It's 10 times the size of McDonald's.
I'm going to say 4,000.
I said 6.
Kyle was again closest with 3,493.
Your arm movements made me feel like I was going way too low.
You were. You guessed 300 or whatever.
Yeah, but I went up a little. Yeah.
I can't believe you guessed
300. There is definitive proof that at least monetarily, nobody outpieces the Hut.
Facts.
And, you know, of course, we all know that if a company makes more money, then it's better in every way.
No, it's not.
That's what people think about artists.
It tastes like throw-up crust. It's gross.
Throw-up crust. That's just like Chuck E. Cheese with their blood pizza, right?
You ain't never had the pretzel crust from Pizza Hut, bro.
How bored do you have to get to make fucking pretzel crust? Get
not bored, innovative.
Innovative?
How many more... How many more locations does Pizza Hut have over Domino's?
Fucking 1,800.
I was going to say like 100.
It's Kyle gets the point again. 399.
Bro, what are you
Jesus
doing?
Christ.
Have you ever been to a restaurant ever?
No, but I've never played this fucking game either.
Yeah, we might again, actually, now that I'm seeing how it's going.
Why it gave me all the answers earlier?
I was going to say, he has the Quizlet up.
Is the amount of locations of Burger King, Wendy's, Hardee's, Carl's Jr.,
same,
and Whataburger combined, all of their locations, higher or lower than the amount of McDonald's locations?
So
worldwide?
Say the list again faster.
I'm going to say lower.
Burger King, Wendy's, Hardee's, Carl Jr., Whataburger.
I'm going to say
Burger
lower.
King's in there too. I think it's higher.
It is lower. Jordan gets a point.
I'm going to win.
By 3,444.
Jordan would be like, yeah, it's lower by 200,000.
3,444. That's about 6.3 Steak and Shakes.
I love Steak and
Shakes. Fun little thing for you guys. They only have 544 locations and shuttering more as we speak.
I know. It's sad that my kids, our children, will never grow up in a world with a Frisco melt.
You don't think so?
It doesn't look like it unless some rich billionaire douche buys it and then just
starts
putting
it
everywhere.
It's okay. You can go to Shake Shack or a lot of other places and get the same shit.
No, you can't. You can't get a Frisco melt. You can't.
And you know what they say about that? It's
can
no
out pizza.
It's
no oh.
Rank these towns by the amount of subway locations they have, lowest to highest.
New York City,
Saratoga Springs, New York, Aurora, Ohio, and Edmond, Oklahoma.
Lowest
blowing
to highest
my whole spot.
Edmond, lowest Oklahoma, Saratoga, Ohio.
Okay, well, I was definitely going to say mine was the lowest, but I think I might copy. I'm going to do Oklahoma, Ohio. Wait, from the lowest.
Yeah.
Lowest. Oklahoma being the lowest, then where I grew up, and then... Wait, did you have any Subways, Jordan?
Yes. I ate all of them.
Okay, then I think... Okay, we had like one, I think. So I'm going to say...
Okay, well, I just gave him insider baseball.
This
I want to re-guess.
So fun for me.
I'm going to say Aurora, Ohio.
Wait, how fucking big is Saratoga? Can we think about
Saratoga's
that,
Saratoga's definitely number one.
Is
for
it?
Sure.
Is
yes.
it?
Yes. I'm fully conflicted on two.
I don't
is
think
it
that
not?
It's number one.
Saratoga probably doesn't have any.
I'm going to say Edmund. I'm going to say Jordan, Wyatt, Kyle.
I'm going to say Kyle, Wyatt, Jordan.
Kyle gets the point.
Yes. Edmond has the
Aurora,
most.
Aurora, Oklahoma has one.
Yeah. That might not
there
even
are two
still be
in,
there.
There are two in Twinsburg.
Yeah, I know there's two in Twinsburg. That's where all the stuff is. Like even the first Chipotle, we don't have a Chipotle, but there's one in Twinsburg. That's where we
there,
get Chipotle.
The one in Aurora is still there, according to Google Maps.
We used to get kicked out of there for skateboarding like all the time. Some like douche narc that worked there was like,
there
can't
are
skate in front of my establishment.
See, I had one of those experiences in high school where like a Vietnam vet or a Korea vet walked in front of us and we were just sitting outside of a CVS and we were just like sitting on our skateboards drinking Arizona iced tea or whatever.
Classic.
We weren't even near the door and he was like, I didn't fight in fucking Korea to have to walk over a bunch of kids. And we were like, what the heck?
You didn't
sorry,
fight
man.
In Korea
That's,
not
we weren't
to,
even in your way.
Dick.
And then Bree and I were walking down the street, and there were two high schoolers just like being kind of rabble rousers in front of us. Like this was maybe a month ago. And I'm like, I get what that guy was talking about. This is fucking annoying.
You were drinking your tea, dude. Fuck
yeah,
him.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You were.
Okay. Fine. Anyway, sorry. Saratoga Wyatt. Springs has 4. We used to have 5. And then Edmond, Oklahoma has 9.
9?
That's crazy. How big
is I can think of 2 off the top of my head.
It was a bit of the surrounding area. I don't really know where Edmond begins and ends, but yeah. I counted 9 in like a pretty condensed area.
I feel that's like you could crazy. Look that up.
I feel like you could too, but
also I feel like it's similar to like where Emmy grew up, and I'm not going to say because she's not here. But the town she grew up in is like really, really big. And I look at the town I grew up in and it's like, yeah, Twinsburg is like you stumble into it and you don't know you're in another town
right.
now. But some towns are just
Sarah,
big.
But that's kind of how Edmond is. That's why I'm confused. But okay.
Yeah, Saratoga is also really big in that it's
that's
like kind
I figured
of
Saratoga was
towns.
The top.
I know. I automatically did, but evidently I mean, not. All right, cool. I'm doing terribly.
I'm doing
so
pretty well,
yeah.
I think. I'm forcing this 3-way tie.
The U.S. and China dominate the top 19 fast food slots by location.
Yeah.
What country takes the number 20 spot? And I'll give you an extra point if you guess what the location, what the chain is.
The number 20?
Number 20.
Yeah.
So, okay. So
it's somewhere
1 through
in Asia,
19
and
are
it's,
in.
And it's Dunkin'.
No, that's already in the top 20 or top 19, bro.
It is, yeah.
You
so guessed
there's
that.
Another,
oh, it's a different. Okay.
There's an yeah. There's another country's fast food chain that is the 20th most common in the world.
Correct.
Okay. So, what countries do we know that are good with that have a lot of fast food? Oh wait, I think I have an idea.
Guess.
I think it's got to be.
It's you can yeah, you can do you can at least just do the country.
It's got to be those red coat bastards over in Great Britain with some sort of chippy.
Okay.
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Very very British.
Yeah, right. Just you've definitely
oh,
heard of
okay.
this.
Oh fuck.
Canada.
I think Jordan's right.
Jordan got it.
It's,
Jordan got
I bet
it.
It's
do you want to guess what it is? Oh, okay, yeah. So Jordan got a point.
Jordan can have his
Tim
stupid
Hortons.
Point.
Eat Winos.
By 5.
I still have never been to a Tim Hortons.
They're pretty good. Yeah. I like them a lot. They're 5,291 locations.
Nice.
There is a chain in Canada.
Yeah.
Called Horton. Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza.
Now, you might recognize, Jordan.
Little Caesars.
That you might recognize this double word pairing as it is the slogan of Little Caesars.
Wow.
It's actually
Little
a
Caesars
single
has
word
locations
pairing.
In Canada. So what is their slogan up in the Great White North?
What is Little Caesars slogan yes. in Canada?
Yeah. This is kind of a trick question. You're not going to guess it, but I just want to see what you guys think.
It's going
to
be like, it's pizza time.
Is that your guess?
No, I'm going to say like...
It's related to Pizza Pizza, if you think about it.
Pizza's so nice, they named it twice.
That's couscous.
Okay.
If that's not it, that should be it, and that's copyrighted.
It's. I'll tell you what. That is better than what it is.
Is it just pizza 4 times?
It's pizza, 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 pizza. It's like a Beetlejuice
and
establishment.
Then they just go this in the camera. They just flip a sick bird.
The guy who's normally flipping pizzas is just it's flipping you up, and his cock is out.
He's Squidwarding both ways. I'm gonna say breadsticks. Breadsticks.
It's worse. It's 2 pizzas.
Oh, God, no.
It's just 2 pizzas.
Boring. Little Caesars, 2 pizzas. That's stupid.
It is right, stupid.
And then here's the last one I got here.
Talk about sucking the air out of the balloon.
Burger King ran into a bit of a sticky wicket. Sorry. A bit of a sticky. Nah, whatever.
Sticky
bit of a sticky wicket when they began to expand into Australia. Uh-oh. Sticky wicket.
Uh-oh.
Because there's already a restaurant that operates under the monarchical padded title
uh-huh.
of Burger King. What is BK called in the land down under?
King Burger. Is that allowed? I don't. That's not my actual guess.
Okay.
You're
also not going to guess this one.
Okay. Then it's going to be called King Burger. Burger Lord.
I'm gonna say, all right. I'm gonna say Burger Burger. I don't know.
Two burgers.
Good guess. Two burgers.
No, it's Hungry Jack's.
What isn't that a syrup? About? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that a
I think
pancake
so.
Or something?
Yeah, I think so.
It's called Hungry Jack's
that's
down
fucking
there.
Fucking stupid.
That's
they could have done a lot better
it.
Than that.
Hungry Jack's.
Spell it different.
The guy that franchised it down there is named Jack, so I think it's related to that.
Ego will get
anyway,
to you.
That's that's by the numbers.
Wow. You should do a lot of those. Chains. That was fun.
Yeah. We can guess 11 through 20 next time.
I think there's something to be said for the top 10 list, but we need to structure that a little better.
For sure. For sure. This was proof of concept.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go re-up on my bevy real quick.
Why? I'm gonna be done, and then it'll just be over.
Okay, go.
Okay. Go. All right. Let me get
I
my
like
document.
That it's just gonna be over part.
So do all of our listener. Hi, Anna.
Yeah. Hi, Anna. That don't realize you can just stop listening.
So I'm going to again get on my soapbox real quick.
What?
Guys. The generational divide is growing.
God damn it.
We all know that generations aren't real and are simply a result of the human need to derive meaning and order from a meaningless and chaotic world. But let's put that aside for a second and dive into what is being brought to the cultural marketplace of ideas by the newest generation, Gen Alpha.
Man.
When would you guys say Gen Alpha starts?
2012.
Jordan, do you know anything?
When is it, Dick?
Well, it turns out that nobody really knows. Answers differ wildly.
That's the meanest thing you've ever done.
I didn't even realize that. I completely forgot that was the next line. It just worked out like that.
I didn't say the 80s, bitch.
1996. For our purposes, we can pretty much agree that the start of Gen Alpha is between 2010 and 2013. So Wyatt gets the pat on the back point, the PATBP. 2010 to 2013, when Zooey Deschanel and ukuleles roamed the earth and elder millennials were having babies almost exclusively for social media clout and to dress them in designer baby clothes before handing them an iPad to distract them with a harmless YouTube video about Spider-Man and Elsa from Frozen. See that app.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I totally didn't think about Gen Z for a second. I was going millennial to what the fuck sure. you were saying. That's my problem.
Sure.
Your fiance said, is Gen Z.
I know, and I was just thinking about that. My sister had an iPad when she was a little baby, and she found the fucker right in the pussy iPad video on her iPad, and she was like laughing at it. We were like, what is it? And she was playing it, and she went, fuck right in the pussy. Like, she didn't know what she was saying. She was just making the noises, but God damn it, I lost my mind because my parents didn't know what it was. It was so right. good.
Okay, that actually is a good segue. This generation obviously already has its problems,
yeah.
but we're not going to be the old men dunking on the kids these days. Instead, we're going to be the old men dunking on the, what the heck are you kids talking about, young man? As we dissect and get to the bottom of Gen Alpha slang. Can you lot tell fact from cap? Do they even say cap anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
My sister says eight. I didn't know what eight was until recently.
Wait, eight?
Like
yeah.
she,
oh, how they,
she
they
ate. Yeah, it's not, like, oh, not the outfit, way she ate.
Not the way you're but eating think, in that hat.
I think that was co-opted from drag culture.
I don't know. Young ones.
But anyway.
So I'm going to say, what I'm going to do is say the slang word, give a definition, and then give a sample sentence.
And we're going to say, is it real or not?
Yeah, you have to say if it's, I did Gen Z slang or don't know what you're saying, but you can just say real or fake.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Wait, I thought it's Gen Alpha slang.
Gen Alpha slang, sorry, I don't know what you're saying. Number one, Furta.
You should do this with like the baby boomers.
I could, except it'd all be like, cool.
Hip.
Number one, Furta. And it is described as doing things for the boys without any benefit to oneself, a sort of portmanteau of for the boys. Sample sentence, I ain't in it for me, dog. I'm doing it for the.
Ferda. If that's not real, it's very good because I know exactly what you're talking about. Kyle, can I can we get another sample sentence?
Sure. Yo, homie.
I'm going to kick this shovel into my balls, Ferda.
Ferda. Homie needs a laugh. I'm going to deeply injure myself, Ferda.
Ferda.
I'm going to say fake. I'm going to say real.
Guys, that's real.
That's crazy.
Oof. The lists I read define these.
That's how much credit I give you, because that's a very good idea.
Thank you. The lists that I read define these were horrible. The New York Times is going, can you understand Gen Alpha slang yet?
I hate
because we can't.
Number two, slicing the brisket, which is for splitting a check or sharing food. Sample sentence, yo, Braden. You cool if we slice this brisket? Points at large McDonald's fries.
That's fake.
Real.
That's fake.
You're going to alternate immediately, you bitch?
I don't know, bro.
I do. You did.
I don't know. We'll find out. Number three.
You let me know.
Ohio. Used as a synonym for weird or creepy. Sample sentence, only in Ohio.
Fake. You're trying to get our goat there.
Dude, that's real.
Really? Yeah,
people will just go like Ohio and T pose like all the time now.
People don't T pose, do they? Ew. What did you say, Wyatt?
I said fake.
Okay, good.
Number four.
People still don't T pose though, Kyle.
I think they do.
I don't think people ever actually fucking T posed.
Dude, you were a band kid.
Oh yeah, no, that's actually, I immediately thought of people that do
they're
that.
They're T-posing around the Bluetooth speaker playing the USSR anthem.
Jordan, we should get your sisters and my nephews on. And
they should just be us for an episode.
They would tear this apart. I was so worried I wasn't going to be able to find anything you guys didn't know.
I don't know a fucking word you've said so far.
But you guys didn't even know about Ohio. Even I knew about that going
Jordan,
in.
Do your sisters listen still?
She told me last time she's still trying to get caught up. She was in the 80s or 90s. So like she's fucking come a long way.
She got
that
some content
for her.
Number four, gumming.
Is it like when an old broad just goes for it on you?
Yeah, that's what kids like that are between the ages of 14 and 8 are talking about. Number four, gumming. Is said to be someone who is oversharing to try to cover a lie and say, nah, bro, you're straight gumming, RN, for real, for real.
I like that, actually. Real.
Yeah, I do, too. That's real.
That's fake.
Fuck.
Ooh, gumming. Hey, good for you.
That's good. You should start. You should make your own. That's how these things start.
I mean, it's fake now. If I reboot this list in a year, it might be the same list and different answers.
Your list is going to be, what do I actually use of these words? Right.
Number five, mini-map. Explaining something in simple terms, like kind of like cut to the chase. And the sample sentence is, dude, just give me the mini map on the War of 1812.
Yeah, people say that.
Real. The War of 18.
I don't know why I picked that. That's also fake.
Jesus
Christ.
It's
like the Spark Notes of this generation.
Yeah, exactly. You can just say that.
Nah, they say mini map. They don't.
I'm going to say real.
It's fake. I already said that.
Ah.
Okay. Number six.
Well, then I lose another point.
Yeah. Why it got the answer and still
keep
got
saying
it wrong.
Wrong thing.
Number six, phantom tax. And this is a term for stealing food from your friends. Like, yo, you got a PB&J, no crust? Phantom tax.
That just reminds me of my germs. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, real.
That one's real.
Cool.
Did you guys know about that one?
No, I didn't. But
that
I
one's
know.
A pretty popular
I just know
one.
I think that's funny.
I know girlfriend tax.
What I would do is I would steal it until they see one. It and say, what the fuck? And I'd go phantom tax.
Phantom, not Phantom. You sound like an old man.
Wait, what did you say?
It's Phantom. F-A-N-U-M.
Phantom. Oh, I thought you said Phantom like a ghost. Phantom tax.
No, it has something to do with like some guy that streams on Twitch or something.
Number seven. That's dumb.
All right. 3-3 tie going into the back six.
Yeah.
Mask off. One word.
It's a Drake reference.
And that's a way to comment on the bad weather. Sample sentence. This spring rain got me mask off, bro, for real.
That's dumb as fuck. Fake.
Yeah, fake.
That's really mean, bro. And it was fake, but that's still super mean.
I thought it was a good idea.
That's dumb as fuck, so I know it was you.
As I was saying it, I was like, oh no, this is his work.
Number 10.
This is his art.
I'm going to cry after this. Number 10.
Emmy, he said my shit was dumb.
He said I was fucking dumb. Number 10, Sigma. Sigma is a type of male that supersedes the previously lauded alpha male and describes an alpha that does not care about being an alpha and rejects the whole system altogether. Sample sentence. You're an alpha? That's so cute, but I'm a Sigma.
I'm going to say fake, but I'm sure there's something for this.
That is real.
It's real.
Sigma male grind set, dude.
Sigma male grind set, bro.
What does that mean? What did you just do?
It's sort of like alphas going their own way kind of thing. Sigma male, you got to stay on that grind set. That
it sounds like that was not even fair because Wyatt was locked and loaded.
Dude, it sounds like you don't even watch Guilty Dogs videos.
Woo, woo, woo. I've got them all queued up. I just have them not caught up.
I've heard of them. I've just never listened to their stuff.
I've heard anytime they post on Instagram, I go and click on it, okay?
Number 11. I watch all the reels. Number 11, the Ferris wheel emoji. And it's a way of covertly expressing excitement about plans that your parent or guardian may not be privy to. Sample sentence, Ferris wheel emoji.
It's like my mom and dad are out of town, Ferris wheel emoji.
Yeah, I think so.
That's dumb.
I'm
going to
say real.
Jordan, if you don't stop correctly guessing that they're fake and saying that they're dumb, I'm going to start giving your points to Wyatt.
It's okay. It's all tied up again. We're good. That was a good idea, Kyle. Fucking Ferris wheel emoji. That's absurd.
Why
have you guys
seen
the new emoji of the head going like this and like
no,
this?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's a fucking, it's a smiley face
send
with just like a movement.
Send it to us. Dude, we're getting back to the emojis of the AOL Instant Messenger days that were animated.
We are.
The shit, we are. And I like the ones that the cum emoji came out within the last few years, and that shit's funny. With the cum in the mouth.
Beg pardon?
Yeah, oh yeah,
with
that
the cum
one,
in the mouth.
Oh, the drooling emoji?
Yeah, the cum in the mouth.
I like the piss puddle one. I always think about that.
The piss one is fucking funny.
The
smash your pants emoji.
Bury your face in the piss puddle. That's the melting one. Number 12, the grimace shake. A promotional milkshake from McDonald's that found virality through TikTok and is now used as a bit of lore signaling. Lore signaling your levels of chronic onlineness.
Fake. You want this too much.
Real.
It's real.
Don't drink it because you might be dead.
Grimace shake all the time, bro. Number 13.
You guys might want to try the Grimace piss.
The Gris?
It was popularized on the Sloppy Boys podcast. It's vodka, creme de cassis, which is a purple berry liqueur, and Mountain Dew.
I ain't buying all that.
It's apparently fucking disgusting.
Reminds me of grape, and grape can eat my ass.
No, you're wrong. Grape. Purple candy is the best. Number 13.
That's absurd. What?
Well, okay, no. Blue is the best, but
blue
purple
is
a close second.
And then
second.
Green, and then everything
no,
except
green.
Fucking purple, and then purple.
Green? We should share a bag of candy sometime, Jordan.
You want to take that back, pal?
No, I'm serious. We would complement each other perfectly. You can have
we
all the shitty ass,
oh,
sour
yeah, bitch,
apple,
we should share a bag of candy.
Green apple bullshit that they
green
throw in there to
is
pad out the bag.
Bounds better than your
you can
fucking
have all the green
grape,
and
dude,
orange gummy
me?
Worms. You can have
those
all
are the
of those.
Best
bro.
Ones.
You can have them.
Thank you.
I want the
Jordan,
blue.
I'll share them with you.
The
can we agree that orange is the worst?
Orange
stuff.
Is just like
orange mid. Is better than grape, dude. I think grape is the
no,
worst flavor.
No,
candy.
Green is the worst.
Green
no,
is not the
wrong.
Worst. Green is so far from the worst.
Who
green is probably
green?
In the top three.
That's fucked.
Hey, everybody,
bro.
Send me all your banana flavored candy.
Probably the
candy.
Worst. And then grape is way fucking down there.
No, cherry's
send
bad.
Send me all.
Cherry sucks. Send we me can, all, that's our agreement.
No, I disagree. I'll eat the cherry.
You like
and
cherry?
Also, I'll eat all the banana ones too. All right, guys, let's keep going.
All right,
we're
number 13. What? I'm mad now. Number 13.
I'm pissed off.
Tofu just means fake. Bro, this girl is so tofu.
Fake.
That's tofu.
Yeah.
It is tofu.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Number 14, stumping or stumping.
Is it like when you have a little quarter chub?
When you got a semi, a partial. When one of your boys acts a fool around chicks. Stop stumping, dude. You're scaring away the hoes.
I'm going to say fake, but that's funny.
I'm going to say real.
That's fake.
Hell yeah, dude. Ah. We're back to tie.
Oh, really?
Fuck. Yeah,
I'm almost
all.
Done, but I do have a tiebreaker.
Hell yeah.
Number 15, skibbity. a word
I'm
for
gonna
someone.
I'm just going to say fake. You don't even have to do it.
A word for someone that is bad or evil.
Real.
Dude.
Fake.
So real.
I know, dude. I've heard of it.
Skibbity
toilet. I don't know why I've heard of it, but I've heard of it.
Look up skibbity toilet.
I'm ahead
That's
now.
Required reading for the next episode.
Wait, skibbity what?
Skibbity toilet.
I won't, but you can tell me about it.
It's just this web thing that Gen Alpha kids are obsessed with. And so everything is skibbity, this, that, or the other. And like skibbity toilet is like this thing.
I'm a skibbity doo dah, skibbity a kind of guy.
So does that mean Jordan wins, or are we still tied?
No, it's 8-7. I'm ahead now. Was
that
the last
one? That's it. Skibbity. Skibbity was the one I thought you guys would for sure know.
I fucking killed, dude.
There is a
tiebreaker. I knew skibbity. You can do a tiebreaker.
You knew
about
skibbity. See, Wyatt knew about what was it?
Oh wait, did I win, or is it a three-way tie?
No, it is a three-way tie.
I won Kyle's, so we have a two-way
and
tie.
And I won,
Is it a three-way?
Three-way tie.
Oh, my God.
But I have a tiebreaker, though, for fun real quick.
I have another thing that we can use
so then
for
this
me.
Should be the tiebreaker between Jordan and
all right, fine.
Okay, just let it be known that I won Kyle's, but yeah.
Yep. You forced your way back into the conversation.
Yeah, I did. Skibbity.
All right, so this one, I'm going to say it's kind of a trick question, at least, like, I don't want you to think too much about your answer. I want you to go with your gut. If Baby Gronk, precocious youth athlete, famous for rizzing up famous college cheerleader Livy Dunn, is going to lead LSU to a national championship, and he does so on a strict G Fuel and Grimace Shake diet, does it affect LeBron's legacy?
Yes.
Jordan, I'm going to have to say no.
I don't know how to pick a winner here. Can you guys guess something else?
Yeah, it's because what you just said was fucking ridiculous.
Think a little more.
What do you mean? You gave us a yes or no question. What do I say? Yes, it will.
Kyle, pick who you want to go against. Pick Jordan so I can, because I have an easy one.
I think Jordan got the point, because the answer I wrote down was, what the fuck? I don't know. This is stupid. I didn't think we would need this tiebreaker.
Well, that's how my mind was, but I thought I got
to
play ball with this
dumbass.
That's what I was
trying to say. Don't think about it.
All right, okay, so cool. Jordan gets it.
I win, dude.
Perfect.
So now,
hell yeah. Good for you, Kyle.
Okay, so now is it between Kyle and I?
I think so.
I guess so, yeah. All
right, cool.
Who has more locations? Baskin-Robbins or Dairy Queen?
Baskin-Robbins.
No, Dairy Queen, definitely.
Kyle wins the episode.
Woo!
Dairy Queen wins with 7,000
like
locations.
How many is Baskin-Robbins?
Over Baskin-Robbins is 6,700.
I was
only
not far
more.
Off, bitch.
You're several.
Yeah, but you were wrong.
Off. Yeah, and wrong.
I was wrong.
Also, you guys, Baskin Robbins. They have Baskin Robbins here. I should be the one that's like biased towards the BR.
They didn't
BR
ever
31.
Have Dairy Queen in Oklahoma till I left, and now
see,
they have it.
I don't think I ever had a BR 31 until
Jordan's,
last year.
We
Jordan's
had BR
here, like,
there. We
Brahms.
Did not have DQ there. What'd Whew. You say?
Jordan's out here talking about Brahms.
Brahms True. Fucking rips, dude. Brahms,
Hell
dope.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right, good stuff, you guys. I think we learned a lot here.
Like to check our monitors and to skibbity.
Yeah.
Exactly. If that, I mean, and doo-doo ka.
And that Piglet is a halal icon.
That has to be the title of the video.
Yeah. Jordan, do you have anything to plug?
This comes out, what, a week from today?
April 29th?
Yeah.
I had a song come out last Friday.
No way.
Go listen to it. And yeah, that's all right now. Sometime, someday. Someday, somehow.
You should do a song like that.
And yeah. Maybe someday we'll
is that Rob yeah. Thomas?
I think so. My mom was a big Matchbox 20 head.
Oh, I fucking love Matchbox 20. Bright Lights is probably the best song ever written. Do you guys like,
let's see how far we've gone.
Oh, God. I played that the other day for
Kyle?
Paige.
That's a good track. My mom had that CD in her car for sure. I have music coming out soon. I got probably 6 songs in the bank. Also, Jordan, I'm probably going to re-release the 2 that we did.
Does that include the 6 or does that make it 8?
That is the 6. I'm going to do like an EP.
All right. Let's do it. All right, so I got some songs coming out with Kyle.
Yeah, but that's probably not for like at least
Jordan's got some
few
money
months.
Coming in the bank.
Yeah. I got to check my BMI. That Jordan, Wyatt, you never knew about this, but we checked like the BMI like songwriters like little peanuts they give you, no offense. Jordan is getting paid for the writing, the co-writing he did for the original Desk Job stuff, and I'm not.
I know, dude.
That's
Jordan's
crazy.
Making money on the music,
on
the my music that I'm not even making the money on.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucked up.
So BMI, reach out. You know,
fucking.
You guys owe me like $7 over the last 5 years.
That's fucked up. And Jordan, are you going to do anything to reconcile any of this?
Absolutely not.
Jordan's looking at the camera and just going, da-do-ka.
Dude, just do the outro.
Shh. This has been the Guilty Dogs Podcast.